The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
What is sex like after 50?
I don't know, George W. Bush. I'll let you know in a couple years. I have no idea.
It's a good question.
Kenny?
Kenny?
No idea.
What is sex like after 50?
We heard you, George. We heard you. I don't know.
Can I get serious for a second here?
Sure. Go ahead.
The ramp, the exit ramp from eastbound 94, we're in Maple Grove now, folks, eastbound 94 to eastbound 610. It's an overpass, a flyover ramp, mm-hmm. and it's a curve, and it's a bridge, and it's very slippery, and there's a crash at the end of that bridge, and I'm watching this camera here where people are coming off, swerving at the last second, going totally sideways.
Oh.
And then correcting and barely missing all the people that are working the scene of this crash.
No.
So if you're on eastbound 94 in Maple Grove and you're going to take the eastbound 610 ramp, please back it way down.
Back it.
Or go another way.
Yeah. Or stay home.
Oh, God.
Yeah, turn around.
If only I could.
Stay home.
It's always our first choice.
Stay home.
I mean, it snowed last
and
night,
listen
you
to
guys.
Us.
It snowed. Yeah. It snowed. It just looks like it's wet, but I'm telling you, when I drove in this morning, I did my 45 miles an hour because I wasn't sure.
There is ice.
Yeah. There is ice.
Yep.
There is ice. There's just a little bit of ice, but there's still ice. So please, please be careful because we want you here. We want you listening to us. We want you to subscribe to our My Talk YouTube channel. So there we
do
go.
It. Everyone, all the cool people are smashing that like button.
That's right.
Subscribing.
Smash it.
Sorry, I got my shameless plug in there. I just had to.
Yeah, you did.
So
good
smooth.
Job.
I get
so
a quarter
smooth.
Every time that happens. But
oh, it's a quarter now?
It's a quarter now. B. Arthur, just for today, we get a quarter every time every time we mention our My Talk YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's check in with Oprah. Let's see what Oprah's doing. Oprah, what are you doing?
I'm still in my pajamas. I'm still running around. I still haven't brushed my teeth.
Well, you may want to do that, folks, before Stedman wakes up. So let's talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer. We were going to do it earlier, but then Colton Underwood decided to come out of the closet. So we had to. That was breaking entertainment news.
Bigger news.
Friends.
Yes.
Romans, countrymen, I'm not kidding when I say this. This is probably one of, now I sound like a Bachelor promo. This is probably, thank you, Lex. This is probably one of the most dramatic trailers for a Real Housewives season that I've ever seen.
Ever.
And I I have seen a lot. I watch all of these trailers on repeat. Let me just tick through some of the headlines of the season and then we can discuss. First, there is the very first Asian American Real Housewife of Beverly Hills that has joined the cast, who looks fabulous and frisky and confident and amazing, and to my delight, slightly bitchy. And I love that.
Yeah, she is bitchy. I love it. I know. I was like, ooh, who's she?
Yeah.
Well, and she's married to the director of The Lion King. Is that what I got from that?
Oh.
Yeah, so big deal. Minkus or?
I think you're right. I can't think of I can't think of her husband's name, but you're right. She's been around the industry, so she knows a thing or two. So that's
Minkoff. Chris.
Okay. Number two, they are not shying away from Erica Girardi's divorce and the controversy surrounding her husband's alleged scam. Now I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer when the women are playing two truths and a lie. Ooh, listen to this.
Say two truths and one lie, and we have to guess what's the lie.
Okay.
Okay.
Two truths and a lie.
Let's hear it, Erica.
Here it is. You ready? I did not see it ending this way. I was going to hold that man's hand till he died.
Mm-hmm. Really? Really?
With any of the lawsuits, like, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced?
No, I did not.
Really? Garcelle's not sure.
Orphans and widows. It makes you feel sick.
Did you know any of this?
No one knows the answer but him.
And in that moment, all of that's Erica
that
talking.
Music.
In that after she's nobody knows the truth but him, It cuts to Garcelle, and Garcelle has a face of like, I'm not so sure about that. I love Garcelle. Really? You knew nothing about your husband's scams? I don't know.
I kind of believe her now because I totally didn't believe her before, but because of other things she says in the trailer, I'm like, I kind of believe Erica Jane.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can't wait because Kathy Hilton is on this season.
Yes.
I got to watch this. When's the premiere, she's Jason?
Yeah, she is now a friend. And I thought when I first heard that Kathy Hilton, for those of you who don't know, Paris Hilton's mom, Kyle Richards' sister, she's the she's older than Kyle. I thought, okay, do we really need a Kathy on here?
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
when I'm watching this trailer, Kathy may finally make Kyle interesting.
Yes, true. She talks about, she mentions that Kyle mentions something about not being able to get a hold of Kim. And Kathy's like, well, she changed her phone numbers.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, oh, my sister changed her phone number and didn't tell me?
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, and then here is my, and then we'll take a break and we can talk more. Here's my favorite. This is proving that Crystal will not be messed with. Crystal goes toe-to-toe with other new housewife. Well, she came on last year. Sutton, Southern Belle, rich as hell. Sutton and Crystal go at it. Take a listen to this.
You're an inappropriate, awkward person because you're jealous.
Whoa.
Period.
That's Crystal talking.
You, Crystal. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
Right.
That's gonna be my new cut down. What? Your ugly leather pants?
That's Kenny. That spicy new character, Crystal.
Oh, Crystal.
Wow.
Does not care.
This is and back then, to the juicy, just
yep.
surface level.
I might have to. I don't know Sutton, so I might. When is this premiere again? Because I might have to binge.
May.
Last season to catch up.
You should.
Oh, and then, May. Oh, I got plenty of time.
Here's the final. This is the final. And this is the final clip. This is Sutton going toe to toe with Erica.
Yeah.
And Eric, you know, Erica's been pretty untouchable. And I like Erica, but the girls are going after her this season. Listen to this.
Not a liar. You have a lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Or nothing.
Right, exactly. Shut the up.
That's Erica.
That's Erica.
Really?
Yeah.
And the way she looks at her when she says, or what?
Or what, yeah.
It scared me. I went into my bedroom and got under my covers.
Oh gosh. I cannot wait.
I don't need. That's it.
Oh,
that's good. You guys watch.
You don't like it?
Nah, I can't do it anymore.
Oh God, I'm gonna bathe in this.
Either that causes me pain.
No, I'm gonna lather. I'm gonna soap up in this. I'm gonna just lay in that bathtub. Oh my goodness.
Lex, let's go watch Looney Tune cartoons or something safe.
Disney Plus.
Let's do it.
Watch a little Porky Pig.
That's all, folks. Oh, I can take right now.
God, I love it. When we come back, we're going to play another one of my favorite segments. Why the hell is this on the sheet? And once again, it stars Alexis Thompson. Here's the phrase, and I'll let you all think about this in the break. Alexis has written, Beefy Bunny Missing. Okay, that's the topic. Discuss. She'll explain herself on the other side of this. Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
We dare you to find a better steak in Tulsa. A family-owned and operated Avalon Steakhouse, custom cuts and prepared before your eyes, a culinary delight achieving our special unique flavor. Choose your own cut and let our expert chef of 18 years prepare it to your delight. Enjoy our warm, friendly atmosphere with casual dining and dancing. Dine with us at the Avalon Steakhouse and enjoy the best steak in Tulsa. And our seafood isn't bad either. The Avalon Steakhouse. A Tulsa tradition since 1967. Da,
da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
And if you need to get rid of a body, I know a guy.
Yeah, right. And by the way, we got a bunch of pigs in the back. And if you need to just throw it in the pig pen and get rid of it, we can do that too.
Oh, God. My favorite is, and our seafood isn't bad either.
Prepared before your eyes, a culinary delight achieving our special unique flavor. Choose your own cut and let our expert chef of 18 years prepare it to your delight. Enjoy our warm, friendly atmosphere with casual dining and dancing. Dine with us at the Avalon Steakhouse and enjoy the best steak in Tulsa. And our seafood isn't bad either.
Hey, our seafood isn't bad either. Where is he from?
I don't know,
not
but
Tulsa.
This is... No.
You get the feeling that he's in the witness protection program?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh, that's good. It's so good. I love these local commercials. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Jason and Alexis in the Morning, and it's time for our occasional segment called Why the Hell Is This on Our Show Sheet? And today it's brought to you by, Alexis Thompson. Alexis has written the following on our show Google document, because, again, our show is so fancy, We have a living, breathing Google document.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Changing by the minute.
Changing by the minute.
Yes, always.
So Alexis has written the following. Kenny, try to keep up here.
I'll follow along.
Beefy bunny missing. I say it again. Beefy bunny missing. Oh. Alexis, why the hell is this on the show sheet?
Sunday was a very sad day for Darius and Annette. God.
This is an animal story? Is this a sad animal story?
Darius and Annette?
I was trying to see if this got better, but the news is still the news from last night. And that news is Darius, a continental giant rabbit.
Yes.
I'm talking giant. 4 feet, 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Record holder.
4 feet?
The world's longest rabbit in 2010. 4 feet, 2 inches, Kenny. Can you imagine?
That's bigger than Jason's dog. That's huge.
Yeah.
And that thing coming at you, even though it might be the sweetest thing, I think I might just pass out if I saw that big bunny coming. But I guess this award-winning 4-foot-long rabbit was stolen from its enclosure in central England on Sunday.
Darius.
What?
Poor Darius. And the owner, Annette, she is now offering a reward, which is £1,000, which is $1,400. Someone went into the garden enclosure, took out Darius, and now... Where's Darius?
I want that big bunny for myself.
Oh.
I think he's at that restaurant down in Oklahoma. I think that's
what
he is.
Kenny, get it right. If we're going to give him a good... The Avalon Steakhouse, Kenny.
And
so Annette's been interviewed. She says Darius is too old to breed now. So just bring him back.
Come on.
She also said that he's a continental giant rabbit. He has a huge appetite and really likes just lazing around the house on the furniture and is a very friendly bunny.
There's a special place in HELL for someone that does something like this.
That's awful. Oh, so I was hoping for it got better, but unfortunately...
Like most of your animal stories, yeah.
Still missing.
But, I mean, isn't some of the guilt with the bunny? The bunny obviously went with them willingly because you can't drag something like that around. It's like,
oh my God, are you victim shaming? Kenny, are you bunny victim shaming right now?
I am. I think the bunny wanted to leave. I think the bunny's probably happy wherever it is now.
It fell for that. I'm looking for my dog. Jump in my van.
You said it can't leave. Now, wait a second, Alex. You said it can't have kids anymore, or little bunnies, right?
Can't
that doesn't mean that he's not willing to try, right? So maybe that's why he left. He's looking for a party.
Oh, he didn't leave willingly, Kenny. Somebody took him.
It's true. We don't really know the exact conversation between thief and bunny. I mean, maybe you're right. He just hopped out.
Did you just say that?
Or it took two people to pick the bunny up and forced, into
Did you really just say, we don't know the conversation between thief and bunny?
But, sister has...
You never know, Jake.
My sister has bunnies.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to be held, they will squirm and scratch you. And I think that... That size of a bunny could scratch your face off.
Eat you. Could eat you.
Yes, yes.
So the bad guys showed him a picture of a lady bunny.
Big
Bunny, who hasn't had any in years, saw that and said, yeah, I'm in.
Let's go.
Where do
I hop to?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Unless they tranquilized him.
Oh.
They could have done that, you guys.
Oh, God. Stuck a needle in him and put him to sleep for a little bit.
Oh, he was in his hutch.
Yeah.
Well... I don't mean to take advantage of a sad story and turn it into a shameless plug, but ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about our series of sad animal stories from Alexis. They're available in the Golden Book section of your children's bookstore.
Uh-huh.
Here's a small sample.
Good morning, children. This is a very sad animal story inspired by Alexis Thompson's Animal Kingdom. Yay! Once upon a time, a little girl had her ear chewed off by by a rabid raccoon, and she almost bled to death. But her dad jumped in to save her.
Yay.
But the raccoon chewed off all his fingers. Hang with me, guys. The story gets better. The dad then bled to death. But his six children got to live with their favorite aunt, who might have been in a home for a year or two. But the children moved in anyway. As soon as the siblings and their earless sister moved in, the aunt lost control of her wheelchair and broke all the bones in her neck.
Yeah.
And then the family's cannibal neighbor slash psychopath ate them. See, it got better.
Yeah.
The end. Thanks, Alexis.
That's right. Available in bookstores everywhere, everyone. When we come back, get ready to laugh a little. Would you rather after this? Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything.
The whole thing makes me a little sick.
I'm sorry, Oprah, that you feel that way. Sorry that we upset you.
Oh,
every day we upset somebody, so it's fun. Like, every day. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We so appreciate you being here and just taking a moment. Our whole show built to last, like those tools from Sears, and we're built just to make you give you a pause from life. Just to give you a softer side of Sears, yeah.
Craftsman,
thank you. We're built like craftsman tools. We're built to last. And
that means, Jason, if we break down, they can trade us in for a new Kenny or a new Jason.
That's fine. They're going to anyway, eventually. Eventually. This will be Sherry and Ralph in the morning, so it's fine.
If Dawn's arm falls off, just bring Dawn back and get a new Dawn.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Get ready to laugh, get ready to sing, get ready to dance, because it is the segment that you at home can watch on our My Talk YouTube channel, and we call it...
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather...
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather...
Would you rather...
Okay, here we go. Pull up my $3 app. You too can play this at home. Search for Would You Rather in your app store, and it's the red, white, and blue-esque logo. It kind of looks like there's a Pokemon ball in the middle. Okay, here we go. Oh, God, we can't do that. That'll lead right to an HR meeting. Ooh, wow, these are all absolutely horrible today. Okay, here we go. Would you rather eat all your meals where the food is ice cold with no opportunity to heat it up? Or eat all your meals with 10 tablespoons of salt poured on it?
Oh, eating cold food, I guess.
Yeah.
Salt takes away. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eating cold food.
Kenner?
Give me the salt. Let's go.
Ugh.
Yeah, I can't do... I can't do the salt. That makes me gag just thinking about it.
You'd be so thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah, my arteries are already running at like 10% capacity the way it is, so let's just close them up and get it over with.
Okay.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing ice cold. Oh, I can't let salt. Okay. Would you rather experience severe sleep paralysis every single night or see occasional horrific hallucinations during the day? Horrific hallucinations. I love that.
Oh, we're kind of living that right now with the world, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not hallucinations. It's real life.
Well, Dawn sees them more often because she sees Bea Arthur in the office. So that's a horrific hallucination.
What does sleep paralysis feel like?
Okay, well,
you've had it.
Oh, yes. Well, it feels like you're not in a dream, that you feel like you're awake. but you're sleeping and your brain can't catch up because your body falls asleep quicker than your brain. So you feel paralyzed in your sleep. And most patients, I'm one of those patients, sees some type of a demon come up or a figure next to them and they cannot scream or move, or it sits on their chest and it's in their face.
Look,
and
there's a reason for that. It's all this ghost hunting you do, McClay. No wonder.
I followed her.
No, I had this in my early 20s. That's when it started. That's when it starts with most people. And in history, it's been called the incubus or the succubus. Because it's I had to go to a sleep center for it. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I had to have a sleep study. What are you going to choose, Dawn? I'm going to choose the hallucinations during the day because
I'm picking what you're picking. Yeah, that.
I'm picking succubus.
You are? Oh, yeah. You can't. Yeah. I mean, I woke up 2 weeks ago from one of these things just sobbing and just shaking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, no, you guys want the hallucinations, I'm telling you.
Okay, fine. Hallucinations. I'll do that. Kenny, you still haven't answered.
I'm hallucinating right now, so.
Okay, fantastic.
Same old.
This is fun.
Somebody dosed him.
This next one, all four of us have to act like we are single and we are dating a dreamboat. Like butterflies, but hypothetically. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather have your latest love interest watch you sing karaoke really drunk? Or have your crush watch you drunkenly dance horribly?
Oh.
So drunk dancing, drunk singing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd probably do both at the same time, but that's funny. If he still likes me after? Keeper. And, I mean, I'm pretty good at drunk karaokeing, Jace.
You actually are. I've seen that in person.
Oh, how cute.
It's a train wreck, but it's fun.
Oh, it is.
Gosh. I'll do drunk dancing.
I'll keep my clothes on.
Dawn's drunk dancing, yeah. Kenner?
I'm drunk dancing. I really enjoyed that movie, Drunk Dancing.
Not during that watermelon over the bridge.
I brought a watermelon.
What are you doing, Jace?
I'm going to do drunk dancing because I can't dance. I go against stereotype. All gay men cannot dance. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Final one. This is under the demented category.
Okay.
Would you rather have... Oh, my music stopped. Let me fix that. There we go.
Happy one.
Have uncontrollable gas at work for the rest of your life?
No.
I knew that would make Lex laugh.
No.
Or have uncontrollable gas around your partner for the rest of your life?
Oh, I already have that.
Me too. Yep. Walking up the stairs. Whoops.
Whoopsies. Can I do it?
My favorite is the sneeze fart. That's always amusing.
Yes. Yes.
Makes everybody laugh.
Yeah, MC will go, uh-oh, you're cracking them off. I bet. Get away.
What do you mean?
Are you're gonna cracking keep... them off?
He'll go,
oh, my goodness.
Are you going to keep snapping those off? And I am laughing at the time because I'm so embarrassed.
And then you can't help it. And then it's just like the release
and
the
he
beast.
Goes, oh, my God. You're just really snapping those off, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So mortifying.
Right
there. Oh, my God. Why?
Oh, just own it. Just let him go. Ooh, yeah. Right in the house. Yeah. Love me still, you better.
I think it's perimenopause. I don't know.
Yeah, here it comes.
You've
lost all control of your body.
I'm doing it at work. I am not doing it around. No. I keep the mystery alive. You know how I feel about that. Oh,
true,
no.
But in front of your coworkers?
I'd rather. I don't have to sleep with them. So, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Colin doesn't care. I mean, he's basically a woodsman. I mean, he, you know what I mean? He doesn't care. No. I'm a lady. I don't do that.
I wish I didn't do it. I don't want to.
I am a lady.
I think it brings us closer. Kenny, does it bring you and the roommate closer?
Well, she thinks it's pretty funny because I make dad sounds when I get out of the chair. You know, it's
my.
And then I carve a 3-second one off as I push my out of the chair.
I am dying. You carve? Never say that again. I carve a 3-second one out? Kenny! Demand of you, by the power invested in me, by KTMY FM, never say that again.
That's nothing. Someday, maybe off the air, I'll tell you my Ren Claire story, the day I met Ren Claire.
Oh, no.
She came up from the newsroom and opened up the door to the control room at AM radio, and I had just blasted the room.
Yeah.
And oh, my gosh.
The poor thing backed out of the room crying.
Oh, my God. Oh.
The fumes burned her eyes. Yeah. Her nostrils.
Like onions. Oh. It's like walking into an onion factory.
Oh,
God.
I am gagged in the worst way possible.
This has to end.
I carved out a 3-second one.
We have really used some funny verbs here. Yes. Don, why are you shooting it off?
No, cracked one off.
You're cracking him off. You're snapping him off. He also says, oh my God, are you going to do another hot blast?
Oh God.
He's so funny, you guys. He comes up with new ones all the time. I can't deal with it. And then I start laughing.
He said a hot blast?
He'll say, oh my God, I gotta get away from the blast zone. There might be another hot blast coming. Or he'll say, oh, she's cracking him off. Oh, she's
hot sheets, cool treats. They treat you right.
Oh, she just snap. Oh, you gonna snap another one off?
I can't.
Oh, Jace, you need to start farting at home.
No.
I don't mean to. And
I am a lady. I am a polite lady.
You just can't help it sometimes, you know? Your body's just like, well, here we go.
Dawn's, I know those lady farts are kind of funny because they're just so small and delicate.
Yes, they're very
tiny. Oh, God.
But he likes to call them a hot blast.
You've got mail.
We got to go, and I got to close up shop here, but... Lisa Marie says, Kenny, please never stop saying you're carving one off. I'm dying laughing. Sammy writes, is it noon? I think I'm listening to Cobra. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Because Bradley loves this topic.
Oh,
and
God.
He loves
all the time at work.
He loves carving one off, as Kenny would say.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you
rather? This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, my goodness. 7:45. Urkel's got weed. Lex has that story when we come back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. And don't forget to download the MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Urkel's in the news today. Why for, Alexis?
Well, Steve Urkel, of course, the actor Jaleel White. This is testimony to, you know, if you're on a plane or if you're somewhere and you just start talking to someone, you never know where this relationship will go.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be love. It could be a partnership. Well, that's exactly what happened to Jaleel White and a man that he met on an airplane. The man that he met runs 710 Labs, which is a cannabis production company. And so they started talking, and they became friends first, and then they decided, hey, let's go into business together. I guess there's a popular strain of cannabis called Purple Urkel.
Oh!
And there isn't a person that's like, hey, I'm a celebrity and endorse this Purple Urkel. So who better than Jaleel White, who famously played Steve Urkel in Family Matters? So now he's launching It's Purple. With no E at the end, one word, no spaces. I always wonder how they come up with
their
spelling
high.
Of these things, but that's probably why, exactly.
They're high when they do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So now
this will be available in California.
So let me just understand this. So there already is a Purple Urkel strain of weed.
Yep, it's an indica.
Okay.
It's sweet and spunky with tropical undertones.
And it'll make you go to sleep since it's an indica.
Right.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes, that means
Sativa.
Yep.
Look at
Wendy.
The other one.
Look at Wendy Weed Rock over there. I love it.
Sativa will make you feel like running around in Vegas for the night.
Yeah,
and might make you a little
clean the house, chop some wood.
Yeah, go out. Let's do stuff. Indica. I wouldn't know anything.
I wouldn't know anything about running around Vegas after some. Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about
right.
That.
So, is he attaching his name to the current one?
And no, they've come up with their own. Well, it is one of the strands, but yeah, he's working with this company.
Okay,
he's going to have his own line called It's Purple.
Oh, I see. Okay,
with no E.
Yep. Right, he'll be making money off it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because he said that right now, quote, there's no clear brand leader for Fire Purple Weed.
Oh, sure.
He's like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be available in California dispensaries, and I'm sure that later on, you know, as it becomes legal at other places or as they expand, if it becomes very popular, there you go. He says that it's a little bit like Willy Wonka, like a grape candy.
Okay. Oh.
It's kind of what it tastes like, his strand or strain.
Mm. All right.
It's like the gold rush, man, with more and more states legalizing marijuana. It's,
and the CBD oil, too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, Martha Stewart has weed croutons for the love of Yosemite Sam. I mean, it's a whole new world, Jasmine. It's a whole new world out there.
Yep.
Taking advantage of it.
For that. There you go.
Dawn, speaking of the economy and the market and consuming and consumers.
Sure.
Kanye West wore a pair of shoes one time.
Yeah.
And now they're being sold for a lot of money. That's right, Alexis.
Yes. He wore shoes once.
He did, Lex.
So this is now on Sotheby's auction block. It's a sample pair of Air Yeezy sneakers that he wore on stage at the 2008 Grammys for his performance of Hey Mama and Stronger. And they're currently valued at $1 million, more than any sneaker previously listed with the auction house. They're size 12. And it sent fashion fanatics into a frenzy at the time. They were definitely the trademark shoe of the moment. So the original ones that he wore on the Grammys, the biggest auction house that we all know that does fine art, is auctioning off some old Kanye sneakers.
Wow.
For a mil.
Yeah, that's where the starting price is.
For worn shoes.
If you go to Sotheby's, their Instagram, or I'm sorry, it's their Twitter, you can see a man with white gloves on and a Sotheby's apron holding the shoe.
Wonder how those crusty old farts feel about that.
Seriously.
Our Sotheby's.
Yeah. The Sotheby's people are like, what are we
doing? Was that the night he snatched the mic out of Taylor Swift's hand?
I don't believe so.
Those would be at least worth $10 million.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
This was right after the death of his mother. And he was filled with like a lot of emotion. And he had one of the most memorable performances of all time.
Seriously, still, that's ridiculous.
What do you do if you buy shoes? Do you wear them? Do you shadow box it? Do you
shadow box
you shadow,
it?
You go to Michael's and you get a shadow box.
You don't wear them.
No, you don't wear those. Because your essence will then be on that shoe.
Yeah, I guess.
And I can't believe I just said that.
Essence.
Follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities for crafting goodness, baking goodness at Dawn of Dark. And you can see Mr. Big Sister on my Instagram to search for Jason Matheson. Back after this.